Trinadapi sunichena tarar eva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari haryanama haryanama haryanamai vikibalam kalo nastyeva 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 gatiranyata. We are here in Sri Sri Radharaman Vedic Temple on Sunday, June 19th, known in America as Father's Day. We are continuing this Chaitanya Charitamrita class, studying the Adi Lila Chapter 7, Lord Chaitanya in Five Features. We left off on text number 91, and we welcome also, besides those here in the temple, the 19 Vaishnavas from around the world watching on Mayapur.tv. If you are ready to proceed, please indicate so by saying Gauranga. Very good. Text number 91. It is very good, my child, that you have attained the supreme goal of life by developing love of Godhead. Thus, you have pleased me very much, and I am very much obliged to you. So the context here, Lord Chaitanya is speaking to Prakashananda Saraswati, the leader of the Mayavadi sannyasis, some 60,000, that are there in Kashi, Varanasi, Benares. And the conversation began when Prakashananda Saraswati extended his hand to Lord Chaitanya, who was sitting in the spot where Lord Chaitanya had washed his feet upon entering the home of the Maharashtrian Brahmin. And so Prakashananda asked him, "You have taken sannyas in our Mayavad Shankaracharya Sampradaya. You don't associate with us. Instead, you associate with fanatic, sentimental, low-class persons." What's the matter? So, he wanted to know why he didn't associate with them. So, Lord Chaitanya has been explaining his initiation from Ishwarapuri. Now, this verse is spoken by Ishwarapuri to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya has explained that he did exactly as his spiritual master instructed him. His spiritual master instructed him not to read the Vedanta Sutra, which is the general practice of the Mayavad Sampradaya. That's their primary study material, is Vedanta Sutra. Lord Chaitanya's guru told him not to read it, but instead told him, "Harinama, Harinama, Harinamai Vikivalam, Kalo Nastyeva, 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 Gatir Anyata." Lord Chaitanya did that and very soon developed the eight kinds of ecstatic symptoms. When Lord Chaitanya noticed that by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, he had developed the ecstatic symptoms, he went back to his guru because he was doubtful. So here is Ishwarapuri's response. Text number 91. It is very good that you have attained the supreme goal of life by developing love of Godhead. So the spiritual master is glad, and we all know that the success of one's spiritual life is exhibited when you satisfy the spiritual master. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasada, yasya prasadan nagati kutopi. So here is evidence of the spiritual truth. Next point, supreme goal of life. This was previously mentioned by Ishwara Puri. Panchama Purusharta. In Vedic culture, there are four materialistic goals. Dharma, Artha, Kam, and Moksha. Yes, even Moksha. But beyond Moksha is this Panchama Purusharta, fifth goal of life. Love of God. Then he says, you have pleased me, and I am very much obliged to you. So this is very revealing. Look at Srila Prabhupada's purport. Srila Prabhupada, thank you for giving us this Chaitanya Charitamrita, and thank you for giving us access into this very high, elevated subject matter. Purport. According to the revealed scriptures, if a spiritual master can convert even one soul into a perfectly pure devotee, his mission in life is fulfilled. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur always used to say, even at the expense of all the properties, temples, and mutts that I have, if I can convert even one person into a pure devotee, my mission would be fulfilled. It is very difficult, however, to understand the science of Krishna, what to speak of developing love of Godhead. Therefore, if by the grace of Lord Chaitanya and the spiritual master, a disciple attains the standard of pure devotional service, the spiritual master is very happy. The spiritual master is not actually happy if the disciple brings him money. But when he sees that a disciple is following the regulative principles and advancing in spiritual life, he is very glad and feels obliged to such an advanced disciple. Let us go on to text number 92. Now this verse I have preached many, many times. So here is the exact quote. You've heard me speak on this so many times. My dear child, why? Because the relationship between spiritual master and disciple is just like the relationship of the father and the child. Today's Father's Day. So, the spiritual master, because the disciple is like the spiritual master's child, naturally, the spiritual master is the well-wisher. Prabhupada always signed his letters, your ever well-wisher, because the spiritual master has that rus. It is a fatherly relationship. My dear child, continue dancing, chanting, and performing sankirtan in association with devotees. Furthermore, go out and preach the value of chanting Krishna Nam, for by this process, you will be able to deliver all fallen souls. So, for me, this verse is very, very significant. The context is, Lord Chaitanya has already achieved perfection of chanting. He's already achieved the perfection. Eight kinds of ecstatic symptoms, and he developed it very quickly. I'm chanting over 30 years, still no ecstatic symptoms. That must mean I'm still committing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, up to 10 kinds of offenses. Because if I chant the holy name without offense, I will develop ecstatic love and I will exhibit these symptoms. Not always, but sometimes. so that I know I'm not on that stage. That is why I will not accept disciples. Until I am on this stage, I will not accept disciples. Who knows? There's no time clock. That was previously mentioned. Let's see if we can find that verse. It's not too far back. Here they are. Go to text number 8990. We'll review. Thank you for asking that question. So in 8990, perspiration, trembling, standing on end of one's bodily hairs, tears, faltering voice, fading complexion, madness, melancholy, patience, pride, joy, and humility. These are the various natural symptoms of ecstatic love of Godhead. Okay, let's continue now with where we were talking about. So even though Lord Chaitanya has achieved perfection, his spiritual master is telling him, continue chanting and dancing and performing Sankirtan. Meaning, the ends and the means are the same. It's not that when I achieve perfection, then I'm done. What we're doing now is also going to be done when we are in the perfectional spiritual platform. Not that it's just a means to an end. No. This is the means and the end. How do you know that you are sufficiently purified? Because you don't want to stop chanting. You don't like to stop chanting. You want to chant more and more and more. Does a drunkard ever want to stop drinking? No. The drunkard is drunk, he still wants more. Because he has that taste. Same with any kind of drug addict. Because they have the addiction, they take so much until they die. A devotee becomes addicted to Krishna. As Prabhupada told Beatle John Lennon. John Lennon asked Prabhupada, how do I know who is guru? Prabhupada said, find that person who is most addicted to Krishna. That's your guru. So Lord Chaitanya is being told, continue dancing, chanting, performing, and then number two, in the association of devotees. Not alone. Not this nirjana bhajan. In the association of devotees. Prabhupada created an international society. We are not meant to be hermits. We are meant to be in a society. Furthermore, number three, go out and preach the value of chanting Krishna Nam. Why? It is for others' benefit. Complete mercy. Preaching is the ultimate display of mercy. Ultimate display. That's the value of a preacher. He's preaching for others' benefit. Let's look at Srila Prabhupada's purport. Another ambition of the spiritual master is to see his disciples not only chant, dance, and follow the regulative principles, but also preach the Sankirtan movement to others in order to deliver them. For the Krishna consciousness movement is based on the principle that one should become as perfect as possible in devotional service oneself and also preach the cult for others' benefit. There are two classes of unalloyed devotees. Unalloyed means pure. Namely, Goshtya Anandis and Bhajan Anandis. Bhajan Anandi refers to one who is satisfied to cultivate devotional service for him or herself. And the Goshtyanandi is one who is not satisfied simply to become perfect himself, but wants to see others also take advantage of the holy name of the Lord and advance in spiritual life. The outstanding example is Prahlad Maharaj. When he was offered a benediction by Lord Narsinghadev, Prahlad Maharaj said, if you'd like to chant with me, Naido dvije paradurat yaya vaitaranyas Twad virya gaya namahamrita maganachitta Shochetato vimukachitta sa indri artha Maya sukaya banamud vahato vimudhan. My dear Lord, I have no problems and want no benediction from you because I am quite satisfied to chant your holy name. This is sufficient for me because whenever I chant, I immediately merge in an ocean of transcendental bliss. So, what do you think about Prahlad? Huh? He's reached that stage. I only lament to see others bereft of your love. They are rotting in material activities for transient material pleasure and spoiling their lives, toiling all day and night simply for sense gratification with no attachment for love of Godhead. I am simply lamenting for them and devising various plans to deliver them from the clutches of Maya. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains in his Anubhashya, a person who has attracted the attention of the spiritual master by his sincere service likes to dance and chant with similarly developed Krishna conscious devotees. So this is significant. This is when you know that you're a devotee. Because you want to be with other devotees. The Kanishta, he thinks, I'm the only devotee. Everybody else is below me. That's how the Kanishta thinks. There's nobody better than me. Look out, get out of the way. Me. The Uttama Adhikari thinks, I'm not a devotee. Everybody else is a devotee. The Madhyama Adhikari can see, oh, here's Krishna. Here are nice devotees. Over there, people don't know what they're doing. And over here are the out-and-out rascal demons. He's able to see these four distinctions. That's the Madhyama. Let's continue. The spiritual master authorizes such a devotee to deliver fallen souls in all parts of the world. Those who are not advanced prefer to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in a solitary place. Such activities constitute, in the language of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, a type of teaching process in the sense that they imitate the activities of exalted personalities like Haridas Thakur. One should not attempt to imitate such exalted devotees. Rather, everyone should endeavor to preach the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in all parts of the world and thus become successful in spiritual life. Now, even Haridas Thakur did preaching. Because who approached Jagai and Madai? Was Haridas and Nityananda. So he also did preaching. But his specific service for which Lord Chaitanya wanted him was that chanting of 192 rounds every day. 192 rounds every day. 22 and a half hours japa. 3 times 64. 3 times 64. Then he would eat. I guess not very much. Because when you're on that transcendental platform, you're not affected by the modes of nature. According to Third Canto Bhagavatam, sleep is a function of intelligence. The intelligence has different factors. Memory. One of them is sleep. When your intelligence is purified, you don't need to sleep. Others, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, they would forget eating and sleeping because they were so much absorbed in service. They would be eating every other day some buttermilk, a palm full of buttermilk. And they would, did I go to sleep today? What happened? They were so absorbed in their service. It wasn't an artificial austerity. They were deriving so much ecstasy from the various services that they had been given by Lord Chaitanya. They transcended the bodily demands. Because eating, sleeping, sex, these are simply bodily demands. When you become transcendental, you rise above. The body does not affect you. Your body becomes spiritually surcharged. Let's continue. One should not attempt to imitate such exalted devotees. Rather, everyone should endeavor to preach the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in all parts of the world and thus become successful in spiritual life. So here you know why I preach. Because Prabhupada is saying, that's how you'll become successful. Go out and preach. One who is not very expert in preaching may chant in a secluded place, avoiding bad association. But for one who is actually advanced, preaching and meeting people who are not engaged in devotional service are not disadvantages. A devotee gives the non-devotees his association, but is not affected by their misbehavior. That's the key. When you are preaching, you're giving your association, but you're not going to take the association or the bad association of the others. You have to be, yes, right. As Prabhupada writes elsewhere, if the advanced devotees don't go out and preach, who will? It's the advanced ones who go out and preach. A devotee gives the non-devotees his association, but is not affected by their misbehavior. And if you would like to see practically, then you would read Prabhupada's life story. How Prabhupada came to America. How he lived in New York City Bowery for 1 year. How he traveled all over the world, but did not fall down, did not take on, just like that one sannyasi, Nikhilananda Swami, told Prabhupada, I'm going to teach you how to eat with a fork and knife. And it was also telling him, oh, you have to eat meat because it's too cold here. Prabhupada's response was, I have come here to teach, not to adopt these Western principles. Okay, let's continue. Thus, by the activities of a pure devotee, even those who are bereft of love of Godhead get a chance to become devotees of the Lord one day. Yes, because when you're preaching, there are so many different people. Some people are ready to hear, they accept. Other people, they think about it. Another person doesn't understand anything, but maybe one thing will stick. Later on, because that seed was planted, boom. Years later, I know so many examples of this. They got a book, they got some prasadam 30 years ago. Then, by the way life goes, because you know there's four kinds of people who come to Krishna. The one in distress, one looking for money, one inquisitive, and one really interested in the absolute truth. So we all fall into one, two, or sometimes more than one reason. But when that happens, nobody can tell. So we're planting seeds. That's all we're doing. Yes. In this connection, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur advises that one discuss the verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, beginning Naitat Samacharej Jatu Manasapihi Anishwara. So that chapter that it's referring to is the one of the Rasa Leela chapters. It's the, let's see, 29, 30, 31, 32. Yeah, the final chapter of the Rasa Leela. There are five chapters in 10th canto that deal with Rasa Leela. So this 33, because that's the reference. Did they give the reference there? Yeah. That 33rd chapter is the final of the five Rasa Leela chapters. And the following verse in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. This is an important verse. If you'd like to chant with me, please do. Anasaktasya vishayan yatarham upayunjata nirbhanda krishna sambande yuktam vairagyam uchite. One should not imitate the activities of great personality. So the context, this verse in Bhagavatam, 33rd chapter, the context was Parikshit Maharaj, because I just gave a class on this in Vancouver the other day. After hearing the whole Rasa Dance episode, Parikshit Maharaj, for our benefit, not that he was confused, but he knew, I better ask this question because it's important. Parikshit said, hearing that Krishna danced with others' wives, danced with unmarried young girls, Parikshit said, some people are going to accuse Krishna of being immoral. Some people are going to become very confused and bewildered. Or some people may want to imitate Krishna saying, hey, if your God can do that, what about me? I want to do that. I want to do the same thing. Your God is doing it, right? Sometimes the Muslims, they preach on this point in order to convince unintelligent Hindus, see how immoral your God is, you should follow Allah. No, I've heard that they use this tactic. People who don't know any better, they say, oh yeah, Krishna must be immoral. I'm not going to follow Hindu anymore. I'll become Muslim. So, Shukadev answered Parikshit's question by saying, first of all, something which is done by powerful controllers cannot be imitated. He gave the example of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva swallowed the ocean of poison, held it in his mouth, in his throat. So the analogy is given, if you try to imitate Shiva by smoking ganja, you're going to die soon. You cannot imitate Lord Shiva. He's too powerful. You cannot imitate the sun. The sun is able to soak up dirty stock of water. But does the sun become contaminated? No. So Krishna is compared so many times to the sun. He's all powerful. So no matter what he does, he's prophylactic and antiseptic. This is one of the verses in Ishopanishad. The Supreme Lord is prophylactic and antiseptic. Number one, he cannot become contaminated. Impossible. Not only that, any impure thing he comes in contact with, he purifies. Kubja. Kubja approached him with lusty desires. Krishna satisfied her in such a way, her lusty desires were purified. She put Krishna's feet on her breast and all the lusty desire was satisfied. Krishna had no desire to fulfill with Kubja. He went there to deliver her. She put her feet on her, finished, completely purified. So whatever Krishna does, he purifies anything. That's the whole idea of bhakti. Everything we're doing is to purify. But you kept mentioning in Dwarkadisha's class that even though we want to purify ourselves, we have to use these senses, which is amazing. And just like the example is given, sometimes bamboos rub together, they produce a fire, and it destroys the bamboo forest by its very actions. So with these contaminated senses, once they come in contact with Krishna, they become purified. Krishna, therefore, the purifying power of just looking at Krishna is purified. You know, Prabhupada said, unless you're advanced, you cannot spend a long time looking at Krishna. So this is another way you can detect how advanced I am. How long can I look at Radha and Krishna and not get restless? That's a good test. Unless you're advanced, you cannot spend a long time looking at the deities. Because if you're not purified, the mind gets restless. Let's go somewhere. Let's watch TV. But one who is advanced can spend long time simply looking at beautiful Radha and Krishna. That is the meditation. Exactly. Yes, we see that. People come in, right? It is ridiculous. They're coming, because it happens in New Dwarka too. Sometimes I go into the temple and I see people meditating. So therefore I do a loud kirtan. Wake up. Hello, this is not the place for this. This is the meditation. Right here. You're at a very good point. You get a bell. Very good. One should be detached from... Yes? Well, of course. Of course it's going to help. You're in a purified place. Yeah. This is... Yes. Okay, yes, yes. But our job is to take them to the next step. We want to bring, that's why we preach. This is the difference between most temples. Most temples, there's no preaching going on. People ring the bell, they come, they do whatever they do. But especially in Prabhupada temples, and is Prabhupada here? So this is Prabhupada's temple. Therefore, in Prabhupada's temple, this class must go on. Once these classes stop, finish. These classes are so important because we want its education. We want to educate people, bring them to the next level. You're doing that. Otherwise, why you're coming all the time for the classes? Because you're indicating, I would like to go to the next level. Very good. That will never stop. That will never stop. Because what we are reading in these books, even in a lifetime, will not finish. Will not finish even in a lifetime. So good. So we're here to bring people to the next step. Now, some people don't like that. You know, some people don't like. Even sometimes they say, why there should be this class? Right? They don't want, there was a time they didn't want any preaching on Sunday feast. Yes or no? Right? But those who are like the fathers of the temple, they said, uh-uh. Because they know better. Sometimes The children clamor this. No, but the father says, no, we're doing this. There was even a show in the 60s in American television, Father Knows Best. And this is Father's Day. Father Prabhupada. So, anyway, one should be detached from material enjoyment and it should accept everything in connection with Krishna's service. All right, so now we're going to go to the next verse. For those of you who have just joined us, the 24 devotees online, we're studying the Adi Lila chapter 7, and we're on text number 93. Please come with us and participate in the class. Text number 93. All right? Very good, Padya Devi Dasi. She's typing what we're reading in the chat and assisting. Text number 93. So now Lord Chaitanya is speaking. Ishwarapuri has stopped. Now Lord Chaitanya is talking to Prakashananda. Saying this, my spiritual master taught me a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. It is the essence of all the Bhagavatam's instructions. Therefore, he recited this verse again and again. So now, we're going to hear from Lord Chaitanya. In his opinion, what is the essence of all the Bhagavatam's instructions? Anyone who has read Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, he cites several verses as the essence of Bhagavad Gita. There's more than one where he says in the purport, this is the essence of Bhagavad Gita. More than one. So here, Lord Chaitanya is saying that his Gurudev is pointing out this verse as the essence of Bhagavatam. Purport. This verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 2nd chapter, verse 40, was spoken by Sri Narada Muni to Vasudev. Who is that Vasudev? Krishna's father. Good. Which you studied in today's class. To teach him about Bhagavad Dharma. What is Bhagavad Dharma? What is that? What's a synonym for Bhagavad Dharma? Very good, Sanatan Dharma. Very good. Vasudev had already achieved the result of Bhagavad Dharma because Lord Krishna appeared in his house as his son. Can anyone get Krishna as their son? No, you got to be somebody special. Not just anybody. Not, you know, Jose Cuervo. You have to be, and you read in 10th canto, the austerities that Devaki and Vasudev did for thousands of years to get Krishna as their son. Yeah, it's no applications are being accepted here. Yet in order to teach others, he desired to hear from Sri Narada Muni to be enlightened in the process of Bhagavad Dharma. This is the humbleness of a great devotee. All right. Yes. Text number 94. So here's the verse. Please chant with me if you like. Evang vratasva priya nama kirtya jatanuraga durtuchitta utchai hasat yato roditi rauti gayati yan madavan rityati loka bhaya. When a person is actually advanced and takes pleasure in chanting the holy name of the Lord, who is very dear to him, he is agitated and loudly chants the holy name. He also laughs, cries, becomes agitated, and chants just like a madman, not caring for outsiders. Very, very. So here it is. Here are the symptoms. Again, here is when you see when you are or anyone is actually advanced. Not caring for earlier in first canto, when Narada is speaking to Vyasadeva, Vyasadeva asks Narada, how did he become self-realized? And Narada tells him the whole story. And then after telling the story, Narada says, now as far as I'm concerned, the best solution to all problems, chant. Just chant. And he says, I do that and I don't care about what society thinks. I chant without any restriction. Like that. Narada Muni does not care. Talk to the hand. All Narada wants to do is hear and chant about Krishna. And you see in all those... Narayan. Yes, but the way they portray him is not accurate. Because you'll see in Bhagavatam, Narada Muni's gyan is topmost. He's Guru of Vyasadeva. Huh? All our Hindu scriptures coming from Vyasadeva. And he's the Guru of Vyasadeva. So he's no, you know, silly man. Yes, he's not some silly man. Yes, he chants and dance, but when you study how Narada Muni preaches, you respect his gyan. His bhakti gyan. Yes. But now you're, when you hear him speak, you go, phew. Yes.
Why did then the Indian culture Narada Muni portrayed as?
You know better than me. I don't know.
What is that?
Why do they? All right, good.
Every time.
Thank you. All right. Text 95 and 96. I firmly believe in these words of my spiritual master. Who's talking? Lord Chaitanya. And therefore, I always chant the holy name of the Lord alone and in the association of devotees. That holy name of Lord Krishna sometimes causes me to chant and dance, and therefore I chant and dance. Please do not think that I intentionally do it. I do it automatically. In other words, he's not an actor. An actor does that. He's saying right here, because I chant, it makes me feel like chanting, dancing. Purport. A person who cannot keep his faith in the words of his spiritual master, but acts independently, never receives the authority to chant the holy name of the Lord. It is said in the Vedas, namely the Shvetashvatara Upanishad, Yasya Deve Para Bhaktir Yata Deve Tata Gurau Tasyaite Katihita Ki Artha Prakashante Mahatmana. These are one of the first verses I learned when I first read this verse long time ago, 1973. This verse really stuck with me because it's very simple and sublime. Here's the translation. Only unto those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master are all the imports of Vedic knowledge automatically revealed. See how nice this verse is? Implicit faith means no doubts. No doubt, Krishna, you are God. No doubt, Prabhupada, that you are presenting Krishna's science to me. If I have that, then whatever I read, I'm going to understand. This Vedic injunction is very important, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu supported it by his personal behavior. Believing in the words of his spiritual master, he introduced the Sankirtan movement, just as the present Krishna consciousness movement was started with belief In the words of our spiritual master, yes. Bhakti Siddhanta told Prabhupada, go preach. Prabhupada is showing you. He wanted to preach. We believed in his words and tried to somehow or other try to fulfill them. And now this movement has become successful all over the world. Therefore, faith in the words of the spiritual master and in the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the secret of success. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never disobeyed the orders of his spiritual master and stopped propagating the Sankirtan movement, because we just read the three things that Ishwarapuri told him to do after perfection. One of them was preaching. One of them was continue Sankirtan, and the other was stay in the association of devotees. Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, at the time of his passing away, ordered all his disciples to work conjointly to preach the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. Later, however, some self-interested, foolish disciples disobeyed his orders. Each one of them wanted to become head of the mission, and they fought in the courts, neglecting the order of the spiritual master, and the entire mission was defeated. Yes, Bhakti Siddhanta told them to establish a governing body. No, what did they do? I'm the acharya. No, he's the acharya. Prabhupada therefore set up the GBC long before he departed. Long. He already set it up so that this wouldn't happen after he departed. We are not proud of this. However, this truth must be explained. We believed in the words of our spiritual master and started in a humble way, in a helpless way. But due to the spiritual force of the order of the supreme authority, this movement has become successful. It is to be understood that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted and danced, he did so by the influence of the pleasure potency of the spiritual world. Bhatuk, who is the personification of the pleasure potency of the spiritual world? Srimati Radharani. Very good. Thank you. If one chants the holy name of the Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never considered the holy name of the Lord to be a material vibration, nor does any pure devotee mistake the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra to be a material musical manifestation. Lord Chaitanya never tried to be the master of the holy name. That is very, very important. Lord Chaitanya never tried to be the master of the holy name. Rather, he taught us how to be servants of the holy name. There you have it. We have to see ourselves as servants of the holy name. If one chants the holy name of the Lord just to make a show, not knowing the secret of success, he may increase his bile secretion, but he will never attain perfection in chanting the holy name. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented himself in this way. I am a great fool and do not have knowledge of right and wrong. In order to understand the real meaning of Vedanta Sutra, I never followed the explanation of the Shankara Sampradaya or Mayavadi sannyasis. I'm very much afraid of the illogical arguments of the Mayavadi philosophers. Therefore, I think I have no authority regarding their explanations of the Vedanta Sutra. I firmly believe that simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord can remove all misconceptions of the material world. I believe that simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one can attain the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. In this age of quarrel and disagreement, the chanting of the holy names is the only way to liberation from the material clutches. So what Prabhupada is doing in this purport, he's summarizing what we have been studying all along here. This is Prabhupada's teaching. Prabhupada, so many things have been discussed. Prabhupada, as master teacher, wants to make sure that if you didn't get it the first time, now you're going to get it. So he's in the purport, again, summarizing. He continues. By chanting the holy name, Lord Chaitanya continued, I became almost mad. However, after inquiring from my spiritual master, I have come to the conclusion that instead of striving for achievement in the four principles of religiosity, dharma, economic development, artha, sense gratification, kam, and liberation, moksha, it is better if somehow or other one develops transcendental love of Godhead. That is the greatest success in life. One who has attained love of Godhead chants and dances by his nature, not caring for the public. This stage of life is known as Bhagavat Jivana, or the life of a devotee. That's also the definition of Chaitanya Charitamrita, the character of the living force in immortality. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, I never chanted and danced to make an artificial show. I dance and chant because I firmly believe in the words of my spiritual master. Although the Mayavadi philosophers do not like this chanting and dancing, I nevertheless perform it on the strength of his words. Whose words? Yes, Ishvarapurya's spiritual master. Therefore, it is to be concluded that I deserve very little credit for the activities of chanting and dancing, for they are being done automatically by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we'll end our class here. I would like to do a short kirtan. Thank you very much. And I think we'll have this class next week. So next Sunday. Krishna, 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 He. Krishna, 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 He. Krishna, 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 Rakshama. Krishna, 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 Pahima. Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rakshamam Rama. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahima. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Ramana, Jaya Radha Ramana, Jaya Radha Ramana, Jaya Radha Ramana. Nitai Gaura Haribo, 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 Gaura Haribo. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Thank you very much. Vanchakalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyaye Bhacha. Patitanang bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.